Easter, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome to Today's Words Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words is taken from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47, verses starting from 1 to 9. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 47, verses starting from 1 to 9. And then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east. For the front of the temple faced east, the water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. He brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around on the outside to the outer gateway that faces east, and there was water running out on the right side. And when the man went out to the east with a line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The water came up to my waist, to my ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The water came up to my knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The water came up to my waist. Again, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not cross, for the water was too deep, water in which one must swim, a river that could not be crossed. He said to me, "Son of man, have you seen this?" Then he brought me and returned me to the bank of the river. When he returned there, along the bank of the river were very many trees on one side and the other. Then he said to me, "This water flows toward the eastern region, goes down into the valley and enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed." Here ends the Bible reading. Dear brothers and sisters, the chapter of John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 1 starts, it says that, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." In verse 2, it says, "He was in the beginning with God." And verse 3, "All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made." And verse 4, "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." Hallelujah. And when we compare these words to the Gospel, to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, and the verses starting from 1. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters." And in verse 6, God said, "Then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Hallelujah. Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. My brothers and sisters, we can see that the Bible is very much clearly speaking about the division that the Lord made with the waters. So at first, the Lord was hovering on the waters. In the beginning, there was plenty of water, and the Lord was hovering in the midst of the waters. The Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Listen very carefully. The verse that Ezekiel, the chapter of Ezekiel 47, is also making a great relationship with these verses, that is signifying the journey of a Christian and the eternal salvation that we shall attain in Christ Jesus. So in this chapter of Ezekiel, I can very clearly connect about the significance, the depth of the river, and what the river is signifying in this place. The measurement the depth of the river is the knowledge that we have in the Word of God. The river is the Word of God. The river is the Word. Wherever the Word of God it goes, it will revive the lives. And that is a healing wherever the Word of God is. So here, the Lord is giving a vision to Ezekiel and is taking him and helping him to measure the depth of the water. At first, being a believer, we grow step by step. First, there's an introduction to Christ Jesus. Then, we come closer to the gospel of Christ. That is, we know Jesus Christ, that He is the one who died for us, He is the one who is the Savior of this world, and then we come closer to Him through the Word of God. Through the Word of God, we understand who God is, who the Lord is. Then we get the transformed mind, then we enter into a relationship. And in the relationship of God, there are various stages. That's what Ezekiel has been experiencing through the vision. So the Lord had first taken him 1,000. He had measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought him to the water. And the water was at first on the ankle side. It was the height of his ankle. Then again, he measured 1,000 and brought him through the waters, and the water then came up to his knees. So there is a difference in the measurement, right? It started from nothing. It started from a land, and then it started with the ankle. Then it started from the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, came up to my waist. So these are the relationship and our stand in the Word of God. How firm are we in the Word? And more, when we deep dive into the Word will have a dominion upon our lives. And we will not be having a dominion on our own selves, but the Word of God, and the Lord will have a dominion upon our lives. That is called as. He brought me and returned back to the bank of river. Yes, I could not cross, for the water was too deep. In verse 5, I could not cross, for the water was too deep, water in which one must swim, a river that could not be crossed. Very clearly signifies that this river had a greater dominion, and it was controlling whatever body was being put into the river. So the river had control over the person, and the person could only swim in the river, and it could not be crossed. Hallelujah. For there's no boundary that lies in the Word of God. It's the deepest oceans, deepest sea, which cannot be crossed by any man. That is the knowledge and the treasure that the Lord has kept in His words. When we deep dive and we ponder into the Word of God, it will help us to know, and it will help us to provide the treasures that the Lord wants to give us. Hallelujah. So that is the relationship in which the Lord wants to take us in. He wants to show us the depth. He wants to show us the life that He has in His words, and how powerful are the Word of God, that it can conquer our lives, and it can take us and unite us with the Lord, with His heavenly kingdom. Amen. That's where the Bible also speaks about the sea. Wherever the river goes, there shall be life. And the river is going and it is merging with the sea. The word of God is a channel that can connect us to God. Through the knowledge that we had acquired in Christ Jesus is going to be the channel and the pathway that is going to connect us to the kingdom of heaven. We shall be connected with the kingdom of heaven, with God for eternity. That's where in verse 8, this water flows toward the eastern region, goes down into the valley and enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed. Hallelujah! How beautiful! When it enters the sea, its waters are healed. Yes, there is no more bondage, there is no more problem, there is no more troubles. It's completely healed. Healed for eternity. An eternal life, an everlasting healing. Amen. When we are with God, when we are reigning with Him, there is a great deliverance that we experience. That's where we can connect with the chapter of Genesis. The Lord made a firmament, right? And divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And now Christ Jesus is connecting those two water bodies. The water body which is on the earth and the water body which is in heaven. The Christ Jesus is the only channel through which we can be connected with God, with heaven. For the Lord says that, Jesus says that, I am the way, truth and life. Without me, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. And that's what these verses even resonate and replicate. Let's meditate on these words and let us get closer to God. Let us walk in His ways, let us walk in His statutes, let us experience the relationship in which He wants to take us into, from ankle depth to knee depth to waist depth, and when we can swim in His presence. Let us ask God that He shall teach us day by day how we can get closer to Him. Let us have that thirst and ask God to quench our thirst. By nourishing us, by fulfilling our desires, and by helping us to get closer to Him day by day. Ask God to feed us by His words. Nourish us by His words. That we shall be with Him in a relationship where the word of God will have a great dominion upon our lives. And we shall be rejoicing, flapping our hands and rejoicing Godly presence. May the Lord help us to get closer to Him day by day and to attain the everlasting adobe, the everlasting reward, and our everlasting mansion where you and I shall be a partaker. May the Lord bless and lead us throughout. God bless you.